Hello. Okay, so I'm sitting with Karen Carnes. It is August 9th, I believe, or so, 2005, and we're at Karen's house in Morgan, Vermont. And we'll begin. So, you were born in 25. In New York?
In Brooklyn, in New York.
And your parents were garment workers?
Garment worker immigrants.
From?
Russia and Poland.
Right. And that was a, and you lived in a cooperative housing project, isn't
after
that?
My second year, I guess. Cooperative colony in Brooklyn, in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bronx.
Was that an unusual situation?
Oh, I think so. I think it was the first one. It was the only one that was made by the garment workers to make, you know, to sort of build and design and build a house that was just the right kind of house for families,
mm-hmm.
working class people.
So was that so? Everybody who you were around were also working together, and probably immigrant.
Maybe not. I don't know that that was a requirement.
Right.
But they just were union working class people.
Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about that being sort of first kind of social experiment, which becomes maybe thematic for you.
Well, it really was a social experiment. Because, I mean, I found out years later that they made the coops, we called them. What was it called?
Like Peter Cooper Village, kind of, was that
yeah,
one of them?
It was another level. I mean, it wasn't really like that because it was having to do with really working class people.
Right. Because I think there was one on, when I lived in the Furriers District, there was one on 28th and about 29th.
But
and
that
about
was later. My mother lived there when she moved.
But I know that was an IGLA.
Yeah, but that was built many years after this one up in the Bronx.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So did you have a sense of being part of something, of being different
than
people?
I think so, but
we thought
that's how the world was. I mean, children take it for granted, whatever they live in is the right thing. But they had, you know, we had a library and they had art classes and the Yiddish school that I went to. A restaurant.
So the Yiddish school was preschool or kindergarten or?
It was not preschool necessarily. I think people could have kept going through. It was in addition to the regular school.
I see. So was this idea of keeping this European culture alive?
Yeah.
And would you say that the general milieu there was very left-wing, was communist?
Very left-wing. Maybe everyone wasn't communist, but there were lots of people who we were definitely taught that that's the way the world was going to be, or should be.
Mm-hmm.
And we marched in the May Day parades.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that.
So, when you went into public school, was it all kids from that?
No,
project,
it was a mixture.
Or?
Kids from there and kids from other places. But everybody mixed together. It was just a nice public school.
Right. And I think you referred to being a kid with keys around your neck, growing up with a lot of freedom.
Because my parents both worked. So we had keys and then we could get into the building, you know, into our apartments.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I suppose the thing that I've been, when I talk about those early years, is that I had a lot of freedom, which nobody ever watched.
Right.
People, we were trusted. We just did what we wanted.
Mm-hmm. And never any sense of danger or lack of
no,
safety?
No, but I think
or?
The times were different then.